I wanted to talk about failure. And even though I work with athletes and athletics and teams, I have my own team, but I also work with area teams in sports psychology. I wanted to talk about failure because I feel like it just comes up more often that nobody likes to fail anymore. And when they do, they quit. And it just makes me really sad. So even though I teach a lot of strategies when it comes to, you know, how do we get better in athletics? How do we get to the next level? How do we prepare ourselves to do the best job that we could do? Failure is part of the game. And a lot of people look at failure like it's supposed to be something that's not great, that's supposed to make you feel bad. And that's not it at all. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I failed, and I'm not just talking about in athletics, like how many times I failed testing. You know, I wanted to be a collegiate athlete. I didn't do very well in school. So, I mean, I was on National Honor Society, but it wasn't good enough for the NCAA. And because my grades weren't the greatest, what I had to do is I had to take the ACT test several times, and I had to get a certain score just so the NCAA clearinghouse would accept me. And I did not get the score until the third time I took it, taking that standardized test three times. I had to fail in order to learn. I had to fail at competitions in order to get better. And I feel like this is just a part that we're kind of missing in athletics right now, and something that, you know, our kids are trying things and they're like, oh, I'm not naturally good at it, so I'm going to quit. And it's like, no, it's not that. Like, it's okay to fail. It's okay to not, you know, have a result. And so I just wanted to talk about failure as part of growing. It is part of become better. And it doesn't mean you're a terrible athlete. I have athletes say, I have fear of failing. That's fair. But it shouldn't be all the time. It's okay to have this fear, but just recognizing the fear and saying, you know what? I don't like this feeling, so I'm going to do something to overcome the fear. You have to do the thing that scares you, right? So let's overcome fear together. And if you fail, so what? At least you've learned something. And what is that learning opportunity you are supposed to have? Other comments are, I fear I'm going to let people down. I'm going to let myself down. I'm going to let my coach down. I'm going to let my team down. I'm going to let my parents down. And so that's a fear of failure, you know, fearing that if I do something wrong, it's not going to turn out. And we support you in every way, you know, even if you feel in your everyday life right now and you're a parent, or, you know, you have a business, or you're at work and you're like, I'm afraid of letting my spouse down. You have to try things and see if it works. You have to be able to go outside of your comfort zone, even as adults, and be able to say, I really did do my best. I really gave it everything that I had. Other comments are like, I worry I won't be able to do my best. So what happens is we live in our comfort zone, and it's so important that we really start going outside of our comfort zone, because if we stay in our comfort zone, again, there's no growth. And then months, weeks, years go by, and we start realizing like, I haven't done anything because I've lived in this comfort zone. And so it is scary to go outside your comfort zone. And you guys, I know that it's scary because I did it, you know, and, you know, I had support around me. But when I was done with my master's degree in sports psychology, I was like, I'm done teaching. I'm just done. You know, Aquinas gave me an opportunity to teach things in sports psychology, which has been a really great experience. It's not full time. And I was like, all I want to do is just work with athletes. That's all I want to do. But can I make this work? And when my teaching paycheck ran out, you guys, that was the scariest thing ever. And so what I did is I had the fear. I had the fear of failure. And I signed up to be a Shipt shopper. I never followed through with it, but I signed up for it. I got a t-shirt and I signed back up to be a substitute teacher, even though I told myself I was not going back. I still signed up. I still get the notifications on who needs help. And it wasn't until I sat down and I'm like, I have to trust myself. And that's what you have to do. And that's what your athletes have to do, is when you begin to trust your ability, when you begin to trust that what you're doing is right. And it takes a lot to be able to trust yourself, right? But when you start trusting yourself, you can start letting go of the fear of failing and know, like, you guys, you've seen, if you're on Facebook right now, kind of watching, you have seen me put out free things, and sometimes people don't even sign up. Yeah, I failed in that. Obviously it wasn't something that you guys wanted, and that's okay. And I learned from it. Or, you know, I put together practice plans that maybe weren't successful and didn't have a teaching lesson at the way that I wanted to have that teaching lesson when we're competing. And so you have to get up and you have to try again. So when athletes come to me and they say, I have this fear, I don't want to fail, my question to them is, why aren't you in the Olympics yet? If we are so perfect in doing everything that we're supposed to, but yet we are so young, why aren't we in the Olympics yet? I don't know, because I'm not there yet. Right. I am not there yet. So that means there's a lot more that we have to learn. There's a lot more that we have to do. And mistakes have to be made. And when I say mistakes have to be made, I want to see those mistakes. I had this conversation yesterday with a hurdler. I don't know if I can do this time trial. I don't know if I can do it. And I said, you know what? Every single time I want you to go out and sprint it. And I want you to sprint it, because if you don't and you hold back every time and you don't show me the mistakes, I can't help you, because I don't know what you need to work on. If you're always holding back and reserving, I don't know. So you have to take a risk and you have to do the thing that scares you a little bit. And he did. And he did a great job. And now I saw what he needs to work on. Failure does not mean you're a bad person or you're a terrible athlete. It only means that you're trying, to become better, that you're taking risks. Failure allows you to go outside that comfort zone. And I think that's when the real growth happens. When you know that there's failure, that's a possibility. But also in the back of your mind, and this is part of the training that I'll be doing, or the workshop that I'll be doing tomorrow, in the back of your mind, instead of saying, what if it doesn't work? What if I fail? Why don't you start telling yourself, what if it does work? What if this thing that I fear so much actually turns out to be great? Take this business, for example. Yeah, there's a lot of what ifs. What if people don't see value in mental strength? What if people don't see value that the mental side of athletics is so important and it gets you to another dimension of athletics? But what if they do see it? What if they do become better? What if even academics become better because they realize that they can trust themselves and they have self-confidence? Wouldn't that change everything? So I want you to start thinking about ways that you're talking to yourself and where the fear is coming from and where, you know, there's potential failure, because wherever there is failure, there is growth. That every time we fail and we get back up, you've learned maybe a way not to do it, but you'll figure out another way to do it right. And you can train your subconscious brain to actually do that. You can tell it exactly what you want to have done, and it will pave the way to do it. But you have to trust yourself. Sometimes when you compete, sometimes when you go out for maybe a job interview in the future, maybe just being a parent, right? We don't get the results that we were looking for. We're like, oh, but your fear begins to decrease. Why? Because you get used to it. You know what works. You're starting to realize what doesn't work. And then you go after it again. And that high level of anxiety that you may have felt, that nervousness that you felt, starts to decrease a little bit. And you begin to feel more confident. Now, there is a time where I have seen athletes maybe not see the results over and over and over, but there's something in there that they're not emotionally attached to. And when we're not able to learn from that experience, we're going to keep doing the same thing over and over, right? Keep doing the same thing. I once asked a swimmer, if you keep swimming the same time, oh, I have a runner too. If you keep swimming the same time, what risk have you taken? What did you try to do a little bit different? And they go, well, I haven't tried to do anything different. I'm just trying to get my time down. And I'm like, well, if you haven't done anything different, if you haven't taken a risk, how are you expecting a different time? And they go, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know either. And so I said, take a risk. Tell me one risk you're going to take. And he's like, what if it doesn't work? And then I challenged it. What if it does work? Why don't you start telling yourself all of the what if possibilities that could work when you do this risk, instead of all the ways that it's not going to work in self-sabotage? He's like, I never thought about that. So if we keep doing the same things and we're not changing anything, but yet we're still feeling like we're failing, what is something small that you can change? Something small that you can do to, yeah, it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's not going to feel great. But what is something small that you can do that could lead to this change in your result? Because if you're not seeing a change in result, but you keep doing the same thing, I would say change that same thing you're doing. There's something in there that you keep doing and it's not working. And you have to be reflective. You have to look at it. I don't know what that is for you right now, but you want to look at what are all the things that you're doing and what is working and what is not working. Whatever is working, take it with you. What is not working, learn from it and don't do it again, but try something different. And that's where you have to overcome that fear of failure, that mistakes will be made. We are not perfect. We will never be perfect, but we can learn from each and every experience. So just begin to notice what you're capable of. Start saying, what if this is possible? And know that you're designed for greatness. Every single one of us. I don't care if you're an athlete, if you're a student, if you're a grown up, if you're a runner, whatever you're doing, you are capable of greatness. And you are capable of greatness because you've been through some tough stuff and you keep going. You get up and you keep trying and you keep going. So always remember, and this is from Winnie the Pooh, I'm going to leave you with this. You are stronger than you think you are. So I hope in some way that this was helpful to you. If you have questions, always feel free to reach out. But I am doing a workshop tomorrow because I wanted to do the power of words, and I've done it with area teams and they loved it. So I'm doing it through Zoom, and it's just taking a look at what is your brain doing? What are you telling yourself? In what ways are you self-sabotaging? Because we all do it. And then what way can we start retraining our subconscious mind? And so I just kind of gave you some tidbits on what we'll be talking about. But a workshop just means we're going to be, you're going to be interactive with the material. So bring something to write with, pen, paper, be ready to write things down, be ready to engage with your own brain, be reflective on what you're doing. And I'm super excited. So until then, have a